We are going to chat with Jeremy. Jeremy, there's something in the office driving you crazy. What's going on?
Okay, well, there's this guy at my office who, when he goes to the bathroom, he stands probably a little... Well, hang on a second. Let me ask you guys this. How close do you stand to the urinal when you use it?
Far enough back not to get splashed back, we'll say. How about you, Amy?
Yeah, me too. But this guy, he stands like 3, maybe 4 feet away from the urinal when he pees.
So he's like in the middle of the bathroom.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive. And if it was like a bar or something, fine, whatever. I don't care. But it's our office, and I just think it's gross. And so do a ton of other guys in the office. We all talk about him. It makes everybody uncomfortable. And I'm wondering if we can say something to him. And, like, how would you go about doing that? You know, I mean, I don't know. I just feel so stupid complaining about how he pees. But at the same time, he's definitely doing it wrong.
I mean, that is super, super weird that somebody would stand like 3-4 feet away from a urinal to use it. That being said, gosh, are there any human resources people in the Playhouse family? Can he, as a coworker, talk to his coworker about how he pees? I feel like that's a gray area, man.
Okay, I have a dumb question. Why would someone stand that far away?
Pure joy, I would. Or maybe he just really doesn't want any splatter on his pants. He's got, like, the light work pants. He doesn't want any splatter on his pants. Or
like, whenever I've seen someone in movies use a urinal, it seems like they're very close.
Listen, I would have to be, like, really full of pee to make it that far. That's a hefty stream.
Is he making a mess?
You would think so, because unless he's gradually walking closer,
oh, yeah.
As it drifts off.
Doesn't it kind of, like, like
it teeters
down?
Off, yeah. So it's he's going to be leaving a pool there.
That's why I don't think he can talk to that man himself about it. But I think you could talk to your HR about it. Think of the weird things we've had to have HR deal with, like women flushing feminine products mm-hmm. down the toilets.
It was a conversation. It was an email.
We had to have an email about that. There was someone that used to wipe their boogers on a mirror. We've had to have HR write us an email about that.
Several emails, yeah.
These are actual things here at this company we've dealt with. So I do think that...
Don't forget about feces fingers.
What? This was not real.
Don't you remember the poo handprint?
What?
Oh, maybe that predates you.
What do you mean the poo handprint? Feces fingers? Is this a coworker?
Yes. Some years ago, somebody was ill, obviously. And rather than wash their hands like a regular person, they just imprinted it on the wall.
Ew. We had to have an HR email about this to wash your hands.
I guess it was a long time ago.
Hey, even think about when coronavirus and COVID and all this first started. Everywhere was putting up signs on how you need to wash your hands for so long and like simple things like that. So I do think that instead of maybe him dealing with this, he goes to his HR and tells them.
Maybe that's not a bad idea. And if you said several guys obviously have noticed it.
That's weird that you guys are all noticing it and talking about him.
Well, I mean, urinals are usually side by side by side. If there's somebody standing 3 feet back, like behind you using the urinal, that's going to become a conversation.
I have a dumb question because I've clearly never used a urinal. Would he see your behind?
No.
Oh, you don't take your pants all the way off?
No, you just whip it out the zipper.
Oh, I guess, yeah, you do. You have an opening.
But you would, if you turned around, you would see what he's working with.
That is true. Oh my gosh, that is so awkward. What do you do when you're done? You just wait for him to be done too?
I don't know. So, a couple of questions. A gentleman of the Playhouse family, I suppose, would you say something? In practice, I think I'd be like, bro, what are you doing? Just naturally, but that's just me. Then just anybody, what do you think he should do with this information? And then do we happen to have any HR people that have some guidance for him? I mean, we have people of all walks of life in the Playhouse family, right? There's got to be somebody that works or has worked in human resources.
Also, though, don't you think he would feel weird? He has to realize he's standing pretty far back. If he's going to the bathroom the same time as other people, like, why are the people next to me so much closer than I am?
You would think so. Apparently, nobody's ever taught this guy how to use a urinal. Any feedback, 237-ITS, text 35270. What I like about today is I already feel like we're answering life's important questions, and that's good. 713, Dua Lipa, Love Again. It's Y94. Hey, good morning. Y94, Playhouse in the Morning. Pick your purse, $750, your next chance today. Let's play at $850, $1,250, $150, and $250. Second date updates. Gosh, that's on the way, too. Right now in group therapy, Playhouse family member Jeremy has something kind of weird happen in his office. He's like, man, it's uncomfortable. It's super strange. I don't really know how to handle it. Quick recap about what one of his coworkers does.
Okay, well, there's this guy at my office. This guy, he stands like 3, maybe 4 feet away from the urinal when he pees. It makes everybody uncomfortable. And I'm wondering if we can say something to him. And like, how would you go about doing that?
I don't know. In my book, the fact that you just said there's this thing this person does in the bathroom that makes everybody uncomfortable, why that wouldn't just be a conversation with your HR person, I don't know.
That is true. I think, yeah, you just have to let HR take care of it. Someone said maybe he's a germaphobe and doesn't want to go near it. I would bring it up outside the bath, or I wouldn't bring it up outside the bathroom. But if you're ever next to him again and see it, maybe ask why he's so far back during the moment instead of catching him off guard. Someone said, I think he'll have to tell a manager or HR and they can talk to him one-on-one because a mass email will clearly only be talking about one specific person and that could make him upset. So they will probably have to talk with him themselves. Someone else said, maybe just don't say anything. If it bothers you that much, just start going into a stall instead.
Also an option. Boy, why isn't that maybe what he's doing if he wants to have that much space?
That is true. If he's the one that's making everybody uncomfortable, he should be the one going in the stall.
Yowza. Yeah, there's got to be somebody there that, like, an HRE type person you just chat with, and they'll have some guidance. How? It'll probably be the weirdest thing they've dealt with this week.
How, though, has no one ever said anything to this guy? Because he's had to use public restrooms many times in his life.
It seems like at least one person would look over and be like, what are you doing?
Especially, like, if you're out at a bar, you think a drunk person would definitely speak up. Or just anywhere this guy goes, there's, and using a public bathroom, you think someone would say something.
I mean, standing that far back, he's kind of just basically walking around, waving around his, you know. So it seems like there's a conversation that could be had.
Someone said, I think it's weird. As a guy, I guess I really never noticed how far I'm standing, maybe 10 to 12 inches, until someone else walks in. Then I get nervous and I actually stand closer. So it's weird this guy isn't moving any closer.
Yeah, you sure think so. You know what? If you're all by yourself in there and you want to play some sort of game to see how far you can go, by all means. But once you got a crowd in there, one other person even, you probably got to adjust what you got going on.
You know, someone said, I can't imagine what he must be like drunk peeing at a bar. He probably sways and sprays.
Well, yeah. What if he has one vigor to the right or the left and he gets you in the leg? You got your real problem there.
I think to help everybody in this man's life or anyone he may come in contact with, you need to tell HR and they need to teach him. He needs to get closer or use a stall.
All right, Pauly. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and put some Cheerios in here. And we're going to put some tape on the floor. We need you to stand here and see if you can hit the Cheerios, okay?
It still is so weird to me. I think men's bathrooms are gross. Can they just get rid of urinals?
Why?
What's the point of them? Just let everybody use a toilet.
Stand there and just...
That's so weird. And then you're all just watching each other go to the bathroom.
I mean, no.
But kind of.
No, not really. No, you just kind of, you keep to your own.
I guess, but they're all just there and open.
Yeah, but you're not like really paying. You go out of your way not to pay attention to other people.
Well, everybody's watching this guy, clearly.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't have a shy bladder. Kudos to him on that.
That's true.
Got a healthy prostate, all that stuff.